So I was going to talk about LFA 149, Buenas versus Horiuchi today. But something that's been bothering me for, I guess it's been 2 years, about the LFA is Pat Miletic. You should know the Croatian sensation if you're an MMA fan. He's a Hall of Famer of the UFC. He's been around a long time. He was commentating for the LFA. Usually I don't mix politics and fighting, but in this sense, it's stuck with me for like 2 years. It's really irritated me. So the short version is I'm obviously an American, and as an American, we speak our minds. They try to teach that out of us now, but I really don't care. I'm 51 years old. I learned a long time ago that you speak your mind, you put it on the table, and then you figure it out. I'm not talking about being a jerk. I'm talking about critical thinking. It's very important, wherever you're from. Don't care. Nobody really cares where you're from, to be honest. At least not in America. There's our percentage. They try to make it sound like everybody's so racist and this, that, and the other thing. I don't know. Maybe things have changed with younger people. Older people tended to be more segregated. By segregation, I mean, you know, you're an Italian, you come to America, you get your citizenship, and you move to an Italian neighborhood. That doesn't really apply so much anymore. There's some of that in big cities, but most people somewhere in my age, Pat Miletic's age, he's a little older than me, we don't really care about all that. You know, we judge a tree by its fruits it bears. We don't care what color your skin is. We don't care where you originally came from. Pat Miletic's Croatian. Cool. What's your food like? What do you eat? You eat some Croatian shit? Let me try some. That's the kind of way that we look at it. Okay, and to my knowledge, I don't know Pat Miletic. I never met him, but I obviously followed his career for years, and I think I understand his mentality, and his mentality is exactly that, the same way I think about it. Oh, you're black? Cool. What do I care? It's totally irrelevant. I don't care how tall you are. I don't care how big your feet are. Oh, I can't hang out with you. Your feet are too big. Give me a break. This is nonsense that's in the media. Nobody cares about that crap. They care if you're a good person. So going back to the LFA thing, I've never covered LFA because it has annoyed me that they fired Pat Miletic for being present at the Capitol during these protests, okay? To my knowledge, Pat Miletic did nothing. Let me be clear. If you're violent, that's something, violence is what we reserve in politics for a last resort. To my knowledge, he did nothing illegal and participated in no violence. Of course, people come up and get pictures with him. The short version of the story that I'm aware of is that there were pictures taken of him with people at the Capitol and that people pressured the LFA. Dude. Number one, critical thinking for the LFA. Number two, grow a set of balls. Three people complained, probably. Grow up. That's what we do. We voice our concerns. Somebody voiced their concerns. So what? What does that have to do with Pat Miletic having a job? Yeah, I am a little sore about it. Unless you can show me, critical thinking is if you show me the evidence that he did something wrong, I'm happy to modify my position on it. But I've never heard anything that he did anything wrong. And yeah, it does make me mad. I'm not into cancel culture. You want to cancel me for saying it? Feel free. I really don't care. But if you want to cancel Pat Miletic for, to the best of my knowledge, absolutely nothing, because some whiners spoke up, so what? That's their right. They're American. They can say what they want. But the LFA should get a little critical thinking going on, as far as I'm concerned. If I'm wrong, please correct me. Show me where I'm wrong. I'm happy to correct my position. But to my knowledge, Pat Miletic didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, I'm happy to hang with him. I'm fine with that. You want to cancel me? Cancel me. I don't give a shit. Feel free. But I will end with a quote from Ben Franklin when they were signing the Declaration of Independence. "We must all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately." If you don't get that and you're an American, you might want to go back and read a few things and understand how you should do things.